There are very few midrashim as famous as the first Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Lech Lecha. I'm not near a computer. I imagine I've spoken about it before. I'm on the road, so I don't really have a sefer in front of me. So I was just thinking what type of Medrash I'd want to comment on for this week's Parsha. And it was just so obvious this Medrash is so multi-layered, both in its message and in the metaphors which it evokes. And midrashim have to be read carefully, not just for the overriding message, but the word usage and the stories they tell and the way that they convey the message, the mechanism and the typology. So, of course, it's a message about Avram. And the backdrop of this message is that Avram's discovery of Hashem isn't instinctive. As some versions have it, that at 3 years old, young boy was walking along the beach, looked up at the stars and the sun, and instinctively sensed Hashem. But as the Rambam writes, that he's 48 years old, according to one version of the Medrash. And the story the Medrash recounts is as follows. Quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Shimi ba'as ri'i v'hati oznech v'shechachi amech uveis avich. So I paraphrase the pasuk in Tehillim about paying attention, being attentive. And based on this medrash, or based on this pasuk, Rabbi Yitzchak, famous Rabbi Yitzchak, with whom Rashi begins his parish in Parshas Bereishis, Mashal li'echad shahaya over mi makom le'makom. Person is traveling, voyaging. Evidently, it's a voyage in search of some truth. Vera bira achas dolekas. And he witnesses a city that's illuminated. And I'll get to some of this language later. Amar, he reckons to himself, Tomar shah bira zu below manhig. Is it feasible that there's no architect, leader, supervisor to this city that seems to be so coordinated? Hitz it's a love bal habira. So the leader, the owner, looked back at him. Amar lo anihu bal habira. I'm the one that you sensed. And of course the analogy is obvious. Kach amar Avram Avinu shema tomar sha'olam hazeh below manhig. Is it possible this world doesn't have a leader, a supervisor, a creator? Having sensed that Avraham noticed him, Hitzis Alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Amar Lo Anihu Bal Habira. Hashem looked back and said, I am the one that you paid attention, that you sensed, that you discerned. There's a lot. This Medrash is probably, as I said, probably one of the most famous Medrash Rabbahs. It has been interpreted in so many myriad different fashions. Just want to highlight some of the primary themes of this Medrash, as opposed to most of the Midrashim that I give a shir on, trying to highlight the central thrust, the main theme of the Medrash. This Medrash has too many themes to it, and it's so seminal because it's, of course, about the discovery of monotheism and Avraham's discerning of Hashem. First of all, there's a voyage and a journey, and it corroborates the version that Avraham discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the age of 48. But it also implies that he had journeyed, and it was a search, and the Rambam says this as well, probably based on part of the Medrash. It wasn't an immediate discovery, it was a process, inspection. The second issue, which is latent in this Medrash, is the sense of curiosity, that most people just walk by the Bira. But Avram paid attention, and Avram tried to see into the life of things and into the depth of his experiences. Again, certainly in the association with the pasuk in Tehillim, Shimi ba'asuri v'ati oznech, to open your ears and open your eyes. It's reminiscent of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shmos, passing by the Sneh, Asurana v'yares hamareha gadola zeh v'yah Hashem kisar liros. That, and I think that sometimes in today's world, intellectual curiosity is demonized, and it should be carefully guarded against because the boundaries of intellectual pursuit have been blown wide open, and too much curiosity can sometimes create toxic and unhealthy exposure. But the ability to, certainly when encountering issues of import and gravitas and of weight and of significance, I apologize, I'm recording outside. Certainly the ability to ponder, to deeply contemplate, and to consider ideas in a sophisticated and sustained fashion, and to pay attention. Without Avram's paying attention, he wouldn't have discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's some of that in the Midrash. And of course, what's so fascinating and prominent about the Midrash is the analogy of this world to a Bira Dolekes, to a city or a castle, Dolekes, with light. So first of all, well, probably it's the same issue. Many of us have this image of Avram as having discovered Hashem through nature, who created the forests, the oceans, the mountains, the planets, the coordination of our world. This is a much more humanized description of Avram's discovery. He's not looking at a jungle, he's looking at a city. He's looking at civilization. He's looking at a world, not just in which people live and inhabit, but in which there's light, human welfare. He senses Hashem through the moral energy of our world, not through a scientific coordination. He senses a Bira Dolekes. And I believe the Altar of Slobodka speaks about this. I somehow, while I'm recording this, I'm remembering seeing this in some of the speeches and Sichot and Shmuzim recorded in the Sefer Or HaTzafon. This world could have been created with the same science and physics in place, but in a way that was random and serendipitous and coincidental, rather than the way that it supports human life. And just was speaking to someone over the weekend who was telling me about a very physically ill person who has a condition that's based on one enzyme being off or part of one enzyme, and they were describing to me the way that this impacted the person in very, very severe fashion, physically, of course. And the delicacy of the human condition and the level of coordination necessary to support and to advance healthy human life, and not just individual life, but communal life, and the ability of people to live together. And again, the Medrash doesn't state this, but many people feel that the Bira Dolekes that he was viewing was his generation of Migdal Bavel, which he saw and he lived through or had heard of. And certainly he was witnessing some of their accomplishments. Remember, they were a very accomplished generation. Hashem scattered them, but their technological know-how and their ability to exhibit solidarity and fraternity. So that image of a Bira Dolekes, of a city that is illuminated, again, it's been interpreted in many, many different ways, but this is the classic way. And he's looking to find the Manhig. And finally, what's interesting about the Medrash is the way that Hashem responds. The Medrash should end, we'd expect it to end, that Avram travels through this world from place to place, metaphorically, from idea to idea, from mindset and conception to mindset and conception, and different theories of the world, and sees the world, sees the Bira Dolekes, intuits that there must be a master, and then arrives at that knowledge. But it's reciprocal. And the owner of this Bira responds. And part of it is the response itself. And that for the first time with Avram, you don't just see the discovery of an authentic faith of monotheism, but a relationship. A conversation. Remember, Noach has a bris, but the bris feels very impositional, very celestial. There's no contact, the rainbows in Shemayim, and Noach is shivering down on earth, and there's much more of an interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham, the conversation, the bris ben habisarim, the hishalech lefanai, and of course the visitation with which Parshas Vayera begins, and the ascent to Har Moriah with which it ends. So there's an intimacy and a relationship between the discoverer and the discovery between the person walking through this world and the Bala Bira. And what's interesting about the language of this Medrash is hitzitz alav. It's one thing for Avram to look at Hashem, because look, of course, doesn't mean physically look, but to understand. But what does it mean that the Bala Bira looks back? Hashem is always looking at us. Hashem is always providing his hashkacha. But yet this Medrash presents it as if it is prompted by us looking at him. And it reminds us that we don't just have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in many ways we determine the tone and the pitch of the relationship. Whether it's in philosophical terms, we determine the level of Hashgacha Pratis, as the Rambam writes. The Tzaddik is privileged to more Hashgacha Pratis because he's more invested in Hashem's presence. Hashem is more supervisory of him, or whether it's in an emotional level. And to a degree, it also connotes the fact that the Bala Habira is excited, and he's been waiting, and there's almost a discovery moment. Anihu Bala Habira. Hashem doesn't just say, "Hitzitz Allah, that since you found me and discovered me, I'll identify you," but there's an announcement, there's an enthusiasm to the announcement. Anihu Bala Habira, Anihu Bala Olam, I'm the person, or I'm not the person, but the being you've been searching for. So this is just a very, very general summary of some of the highlights of this Medrash. It's been commented on so much, and I just wanted you to have a sense of what are the different strands. And it's a prototypical Medrash, because it could be just read very generally. Avram discovers Hashem through discerning him in this world. But by unfolding the layers in the imagery, there's a lot of depth to Avram's discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.